This is Jermaine Fowler, author of The Humanity Archive, Recovering the Soul of Black History from a Whitewashed American Myth. Through telling the stories of the human experience, I am always seeking to show, as Frederick Douglass said, that a smile has no nation, and a tear has no nationality, and that immaterial things like music and art and stories can bring us together and bridge the gap of our differences. Listen today on Spotify.
The Walk.
Episode 28.
So we're thinking it's going to be empty, right? This hospital?
Probably. Or a skeleton staff. It was almost entirely emptied before the first EMP. Funding cuts. I remember Ivan was in a rage about it. They'd worked with... They specialised in the care of children. Ivan felt we had a special duty towards those children. We protested. Even went on a march. People donated money. They said there was no way to keep it open.
Someone's been here, though.
Yes. The blue flickering lights in the window would suggest that. They still have power.
Those blue lights are a malaria C treatment. They can stabilize the brain degeneration for a short time.
Flickering lights? That's a bit...
There's probably a patient or two still here. Or might have been. Those too weak to be moved. With any luck, the MRI and so on will still be working. There might even be someone here to help us operate it.
Walker, do you see that? I really hope it's not just me. I am bored of tripping. You see a little girl there, right? Standing to the left of the gates. A little pale, blue flickering girl with her mouth taped shut. And now she's gone. Right, great.
Come along. We'll be in and out in a few minutes with any luck.
Door's stuck. Not locked. Might have swollen in the rain. Aaron, Walker, put your backs into it with me.
I could help too if you untied my hands.
Yeah, no chance. Okay. One. Two. Three!
There! Doesn't look... Doesn't look too promising.
What? Because of all the papers scattered everywhere? And how the rain's come in through that broken window and soaked them? And how someone's written, "She is nigh" on the wall?
Excellent observational skills. Still, this arrow points towards the scanning unit. Come on.
Walker. Walker, did you hear that? Please tell me you heard that. What was that?
What?
I definitely heard something, not just tripping. A woman talking.
I hope to be forgotten.
You heard that?
Yes, we heard it. I think it's coming from behind that door.
There will be no pain. No pain.
Get the door open, for God's sake!
It's unlocked. Get behind me.
I have become her.
Stop what you're doing! Oh. Okay, it's just a computer. Video on a repeating loop. Look.
My name is Safia Mistry. I am 32 years old. I work at Barton Capital Office in St. Albans. What I do now, I have chosen. I do this of my own free will.
What's she doing?
She's... taking some sort of tablet under the tongue. And something's attached to the... back of her neck.
It was shot in this room. Look, the books match the books on the shelf.
After deep discussion and reflection, I have come to believe that the human race will make itself extinct without the intervention of a higher power. And that the greatest good a human can do is to surrender herself to that power. to be used by it for the good of the world.
Sounds like a religious conversion.
She makes you feel like that.
You've seen, you've seen this before?
Not up close. I didn't like to see it up close. I wanted to keep believing she could actually be mine, I think.
I do not do this for my own glory. I will not be a martyr. I hope to be forgotten. When she comes, Soleil will enter me and fill me.
You're kidding! This is how this is how she, like, takes people over.
They choose it for themselves, always. Well, always since Dave.
I will become her. There will be no pain. No pain.
Yeah, looks like it.
This place must have been since the first EMP. They must have used it for people who wanted to become a vessel for Soleil.
The pain is temporary. I am become her. I am here. My name is Safia Mystery. I am 32 years old.
Enough of this. We've seen it. Let's scan our brains and get the hell out of here.
But did you see what tablet she was taking?
No.
Same thing that's in those crates over there. I don't know what it...
It's malaria C. Live virus. Ivan used it for testing. That's what Soleil's using to prepare the brains of her hosts before she enters them.
Should be over... Should be that long building over there.
Big, isn't it? How many kids do you think they had here?
What?
I mean, a lot of kids, right?
I think that drug hasn't quite worn off. I'm still...
Seeing spiders?
No. Little window. I'm seeing two little girls.
And one of them has plaits.
Yes. And one of them has a fringe and a Snoopy t-shirt. It's the drugs, isn't it? Still in our system. They must be.
I didn't see anything.
Nor do I.
I'm scanning. There's nothing there. Must be trace amounts of the chemicals still in your systems.
Oh, God, I do. I see it. Look, stop suggesting it. Stop it. It's just the place. And because it's getting dark and the stuff's still in our system...
Or this place is haunted.
There. Brain scan unit should be at the end of this corridor.
Do any of you actually know how to use that equipment? All my knowledge came from Ivan, I'm afraid. And second-hand information is...
I can probably do it, at a pinch.
Who are you, and what are you doing here?
We didn't know there were any staff still here.
Well, there are. I'm the head of this facility. Was. When it was still working.
It's just we wanted to use the MRI. You see, there's been an accident and...
Ah, I see. Interestingly placed bandage there. You've cut a bit of your brain out, haven't you? To get rid of an implant.
How did you...
And I see you've got a special projects device. We used to work with these quite extensively back when we still thought they could regenerate brain tissue in malaria C sufferers. Mind if I take a look?
As long as you're not doing it for the greater good.
Intellectual curiosity. Nostalgia.
Hey, you can't do...
Oh, Charlie. I suppose you would have come to see me a lot earlier if I hadn't asked Ivan to remove my image from your memory. But you know who I am now, don't you?
Ivan?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Are you Bardal?
Got it in one. Hello then, Charlie. Nice to see you again.
Hello, Mum.
No, I came back here because I thought there might be useful information. I've been working with a group in London, Resistance to Soleil. Svetlana's mentioned your name, Aaron.
Svet? Hayes. She's exactly the kind of person to resist everything, Svet.
I found that video you watched. Soleil's used this place to convert more people into her avatars.
The day of glory is coming,
All right, Walker. You can step out now. We've got enough data for now.
Do we...
Do we have malaria C?
No. If you had malaria C, you'd have the lesions. And the vocal cord thing.
See, I told you. But, what do we have? Why did Soleil's drugs affect us like that?
And why can Walker still receive Charlie's transmissions, even though the device is broken?
It's the devices. We never... I left the project early, you know. I didn't agree with some of the things Foster and Emmanuel wanted to do. I think I left before you came on board, Lawrence.
Yeah, I've only been working on it for 18 months. I heard about you, though. You were... They said you were disruptive. Irritatingly hamstrung by conventional morality about what are, after all, not human entities. But brilliant, they did say that. The sort of genesis of the project.
Yes, that's weighed on my conscience. Ivan and I decided I would be the one to leave. You and I never had the chance to meet Selwyn.
I didn't know he could keep a secret. He could never stop himself telling me what my birthday present was.
He kept more secrets than that. He was a good man. He knew why I'd left the project and helped me stay in touch.
And why did you leave? And what's happened to us?
The devices were never supposed to be carried or used for this long.
Don't tell me we've all got tumours from carrying this bloody thing around for Charlie.
Or brain vacuoles?
Just the opposite. The devices, they set up a reciprocal connection with the brain. For identification and for faster command systems if needed. We never tested them over this longer period, though. I thought this could happen, but Foster and Emmanuel didn't want me investigating, so we never knew for certain. They haven't made holes in your brains. They've stimulated brain development. You have extra bits of brain now.
Aha! Unusual brain chemistry. So the midge-bite drugs didn't work as expected. I have to say, I'm quite glad not to have holes in my brain.
Extra brain doesn't sound too bad.
Probably saved Commander Staunton's life, in fact. Prolonged exposure isn't quite as good as being hooked up to a device yourself, but it'll still encourage the little grey cells to grow. Actually, they're not grey, but you know what I mean.
And Walker?
Yes. This is a finding I certainly didn't expect. The devices have slowly been making themselves redundant. If you've been carrying one for as long as you have, Walker, or you, Aaron, your brain has effectively rewritten itself. Lawrence, you damaged yours too much when you dug the implant out of your brain. But Aaron, with the addition of a tiny transceiver, you can... Well, you have a permanent connection to the cloud. You and Walker effectively are the devices. You don't need them anymore.
Finished checking?
Yep. No bites, not on anyone. We're all safe for today from a sudden interest in the greater good or seeing creepy little girls.
Little girls?
Hallucinations. After effects. All gone now.
Parasuggestion is weird.
Selwyn, are you ready?
Yes, I suppose I know. I know I'll just slow you down. But you will... You'll take care of each other, won't you?
Oh, mate, come here.
I'll miss you. We'll meet up after all this is over. We'll sit and have tea and you'll read us some Virgil.
Or we could do something interesting.
We'll need you, Selwyn. You're our final fallback. If all this goes wrong, you might be the only person in the world with the kill codes and the ability to use them.
Yeah, I tried to tell Emma that if she just had a transceiver injected into her skull, her brain would probably be able to operate as a device, even though hers is destroyed, but she...
Yeah, we've met Emma.
You told her to inject an implant into her brain. Yeah, good luck with that.
We need you, Selwyn. If all this goes wrong, if I can't work out how to make our three remaining devices reconnect to Soleil before this day of glory, you and Emma will need to lie low, pretend to be one of them, and contact the CIA as soon as communications with America are re-established.
Perhaps don't mention that window. Don't mention the CIA part of the plan to Emma.
I managed to requisition Molly here and her cart. Drive safely, keep a low profile. We've enough food for you and her to get you home.
Come on then, girl. What does one say? Giddy up. That seems to have worked. Goodbye, all. See you after the battle's won.
If we window, if we survive the battle.
Which way now? The right turn says Beauchamp's and Peters, and the left is Evesham, Havisham, Hevesham?
Havisham. Go that way, I think.
You think?
As we get closer to London, the crowds are getting thicker. It's harder to keep you away from Soleil's people. Now, almost everyone is Soleil's.
We'll keep our eyes open. Any progress on... What are you working on, Professor Bardell?
Walker's device has been quite thoroughly smashed. Repairing it is out of the question. But there is something interesting.
Over there. Leaning over that fence, sticking its tongue up its nose in a really disgusting way. That's a cow, right?
Yes, Aaron, it's a cow.
Cool. But what if I'm only imagining that you're agreeing with me? What if you agreeing with me is part of the hallucination? What if I only think Walker is nodding as well?
It's definitely a cow.
Listen, mate. I wouldn't trust you if you told me grass was green.
It is a cow, young man. In point of fact, it's an English longhorn.
Yeah? Yeah, thanks. And that's definitely an actual spider in that web there.
Oh, for the love of God. You're not tripping. That's a cow. That's a spider. This is a road. That is a bend in the road. And those are... Oh.
That's a group of... Window of people blocking the road ahead of us.
Smiling people? Like, creepy, happy, for the greater good smiling people.
Then smile back. It's too late to try and avoid them now.
Hello. I don't suppose you're out here in service of the greater good, are you?
Of course. Heading to London for the Day of Glory.
Wouldn't miss it.
Then join us, friends. We can walk together.
I don't think we've got any choice.
What do we want?
Soleil!
When do we want her?
Ah, this special projects device of yours is quite fascinating, Walker. It's been so long since I've had a chance to poke around inside one. The spec's been updated since I saw any schematics. Look, if I make a connection here with my original testing box, then... that's unusual.
Shh! Keep it down, will you?
Young man, your device, please.
Oi!
Yes! This one does it too. I do believe...
We firmly believe the world will be a better place when Soleil's running the whole show, don't we?
What? Oh yes, naturally. The greater good and all that.
The thing is, though, not everyone sees it. After the Blessed Lawrence showed us...
Hang on. The Blessed what?
Lawrence. Soleil's beloved right hand. He is away on a secret mission to bring her glory to the world.
He is he?
Yes. Soleil said we should not expect to see him any longer, except in dreams and in visions. He is ascended.
Oh.
Be not afraid. He has but gone ahead of us. He is the most blessed of all the men on earth. And those precious emissaries will help everyone see the light.
Those barrels?
The holy insect messengers of Soleil.
Insect messengers? Midges?
Even the evil and the pestilent can be made to work for the greater good.
There's a dozen of those barrels. That must be like a million midges.
Oh, billions, I'd say. Every group is bringing a consignment with them to London for the Day of Glory.
Well, that isn't good.
Brothers and sisters, I bring a message from Soleil.
I knew we should run for it when we had a chance.
What is it? What does Soleil want us to do?
It's the apostate. The apostate is here.
Oh, God.
I think he's talking about someone else.
The unbeliever was hiding in that cowshed, but she's made a run for it. Sarv's group are heading her off from the west. If we move too, we can trap her between us.
Come on, everyone.
This woman has been spreading anti-Soleil poison for days.
God, for a moment, I thought... I can't believe she told everyone I was dead.
Well, that's most convenient.
Not for the poor window, poor woman they're chasing.
You never know. She might get away. And now we can as well.
You heard them. They've got us surrounded. I can't see her. Walker, take a look through the binoculars. Can you spot her?
Aaron's right. Just get moving down that footpath. You've got to stay ahead of them.
I agree. I found something fascinating in Walker's and Aaron's devices that suggests we don't, in fact, need to get to Geneva.
I've almost... There she is.
Put those binoculars away and get moving. More of Soleil's groupies are coming up behind you. For God's sake, Stenton, where are you going?
To help her.
But you need to get away.
Adzi Monk.
Your mate from the army.
My friend who we talked into breaking her programming. She's being hunted because of what we did to her. I can't leave her here. I'm sorry, but I can't. We should be able to watch here for a few minutes without the enemy noticing us.
This is a bad idea. There's nothing you can do to help her.
They haven't caught her yet.
They've got her surrounded. The leaders sent for one of those barrels of Mitch's. After they've released those, they won't even need to catch her.
She broke out of all that great and good bollocks once. She can do it again.
My understanding is that the army were being dosed with an oral version of the drug. Intravenous absorption will be hundreds of times more effective. I doubt there's a psyche on the planet powerful enough to resist it.
All the more reason to get to London and stop them releasing those midges.
Yes, as I keep trying to say, I have something interesting to report on that front. But Charlie, it's all very simple. We can rescue that woman and move on swiftly. Why don't you deploy your PSYOPS projection facility, Charlie? Those clouds look perfect for it.
Deploy my what now?
Your PSYOPS suite.
I haven't got... whatever that is.
You most certainly have.
I think I'd know about it.
In fact, it's very possible you might not. We need... Yes, that barn over there should do nicely.
Nicely for what? Professor Bardell?
Come along. We need somewhere dark and private.
Are you ready to finally access your intuition, to dive deeper into your soul's purpose, to manifest abundance, joy, peace, and ease, and let it all be fun? Well, if so, come check out the Highest Self podcast. It's the number one spirituality podcast. And now we're on video here on Spotify. My name is Sahara Rose. I'm here to be your spiritual bestie, and I can't wait to share my grounded approach to spirituality with you. So tune into Highest Self podcast, and I'll see you there.